Mr. Jack McLam program. Good to be with you today. We're going to get into some other things here, but before we get off the area of survival, I want to make the statement, which has been popular for years, survival is not a prerequisite. You don't have to survive. So you can not do anything and you won't survive, okay? So, you know, it's just totally up to you. If you want you and your family to survive, you got to work at it, and you got to do it before you need to have the things you need to have to survive. So it's an option. You can survive or not survive. But here's another thing I want to share with you from Waterford Press. Write this down, folks. Waterford Press. And it's Waterford Press. Where's the Waterford Press? W-A-T-E-R-F-O-R-D, Waterford Press, one word, .com. www.waterfordpress.com. And you're going to find a very good brochure, a very good brochure you can put in your emergency 72-hour pack, which is where mine is. Actually, I'm looking at it right now. But it's a good follow-up to your book on how to identify edible plants and edible weeds. Okay, there's good books out there on edible plants and edible weeds. So if you have to escape and evade into the forest, you take that book with you and only take one that has good pictures in it, okay, colored pictures, so you don't poison yourself. But there's one out here now that I want you to have a copy of, folks. Mushrooms. How many people like mushrooms? Some people don't like mushrooms, but I'll tell you, they're pretty much everywhere around America, and you'll come across them. And there's all kinds of mushrooms out there. And I have a brochure here, a pocket little thing you put in your pocket that has the best pictures I've ever seen and colored pictures of various mushrooms. And there must be, oh my gosh, let's see, 50 types of mushrooms that are on here. Probably 50 types of mushrooms. And also it points out the poisonous mushrooms on here. And it has beautiful pictures of the poisonous mushrooms along with the edible mushrooms. It's a food source, folks, that has a lot of protein in it and a lot of good stuff in it. I'm not a naturopath or anything, but I'm telling you, mushrooms are good food if you know the ones to eat and the ones to leave alone, because you can kill yourself real quick. You probably remember, like I do, I've always been a survivalist. And I remember that several Oriental families over the last 20 years have gone out to gather mushrooms, come home, and poisoned the whole family, and all of them died. The whole family died. And so you have to know that if the Orientals that eat a lot of mushrooms can accidentally get the wrong mushrooms and kill themselves, you have to have a way to identify the poisonous ones from the good ones. And that's what we have here in this brochure from waterfordpress.com. Fantastic document, folks. And it's small. You can fold it up and stick it right in your survival pack, okay? Matter of fact, you can take it now before we go into an area where we have to survive. You can try it out now. There's pictures in here. Turkey tail mushrooms, parasol mushrooms, raven horn mushrooms, centrella mushrooms, all kinds of mushrooms out here. You can go out, and if you find any mushrooms, you can identify them. And if you like mushrooms, bring them home and cook them, okay? But it also tells you and shows you pictures of the poisonous ones so you don't kill yourself, okay? So important, folks, that you don't kill yourself. All right. God bless you. We'll be right back. We'll be talking about other subjects in just a moment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Touch on this subject, and then we're going to go to the phone calls. So important, folks, this coming week, we get a hold of our senators. Get a hold of our senators this week. We're back on the battlefield, folks, in our nonviolent redress of our grievances. We've got to stop these things from happening. And one of them is the UN is about to take control of 70% of the Earth's surface through the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty. All right, which our senators are going to be voting on, and it sounds like they're going to vote it up and vote for it. But we've got a hammer on their heads here, not literally but figuratively, and let them know how the American feel about the UN taking control of 70% of the Earth's surface, all the seas and the oceans out there, when they vote up this treaty next week. All right. We've got to jump on this, folks. The Law of the Sea Treaty will be voted on by the full Senate anytime in early September. We're in early September, and right now is the time to call your senators and say no to the Law of the Sea Treaty. If ratification of the United States treaty by the United States, we will no longer hold jurisdiction to freely explore the ocean beds and waters for oil and precious magnesium and other products without first obtaining permission and receiving quota limits from the International Seabed Authority, which is a UN body. The Communist United Nations will control all the oceans and the seas, folks, if we vote it up. The United States will be required to pay a tax, meaning you and me, on all ocean discoveries to this same Communist UN body. And the United States will also have to share its mining and exploration technology with the likes of Red China and Red North Korea and other nations who are in turn going to use this technology against us, okay, our nation. There's no public outcry in opposition to this, folks. You know, have you even heard about it on the news? No, you haven't. It's secretly going to be passed by the Senate. We've got to put pressure on the Bush administration, the Senate, especially the Senate, not to pass it. But the support for this is, giving all this to the Communist United Nations, is the Bush administration, the U.S. Navy officials, which have been appointed by the Bush administration. These are neocon Trotskyites, the head of our Navy, our Army, our Marines, and Air Force today. Environmentalists who are communists, the top environmentalists, of course, are communists, and the oil industry executives, this is who's supporting this, okay? All of our enemies are supporting this. The treaty gives the United Nations control of the sea. It compromises U.S. national security, siphons U.S. corporate and taxpayer dollars for global interest in the form of new tax levies on the American people, stifles U.S. development, and gives away hard-earned U.S. technology to even non-friendly nations. And folks, there's not many friendly nations anymore. As the nations of the world see us on the same type of a program as the British was on for years to take over the world through bombing nations and destroying their people, and militarily taking over the world, we don't have many friendly nations anymore. Only those that want to be on the largesse and the power, like the top British international criminals of their government and other nations that have joined us in becoming a part of this empire, United States World Empire. So, anyway, folks, what do? We got to call our Senate starting Tuesday. Monday's a holiday, I believe. You can try calling Monday and maybe leave a message. I don't know what the situation is with your senators. But certainly, Tuesday, we need to call and say no to the Law of the Sea Treaty, the UN Law of the Sea Treaty. Okay? Good enough. Let's go now to our phone calls. Let's go to Bart, Brother Bart in Maryland. Brother Bart, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack. Jack, I just wanted to bring up a couple things. Number one, what you just said about nonviolence is absolutely correct, because
yeah.
The one thing that these people are scared of, they're scared to death of exposure. They are,
right.
And I had a personal experience years ago where I exposed a senator to his communist background leanings, and they closed the meeting down. So this happened. Now,
right.
Another thing I would like to say, Jack, that there is hope for America, and I'll tell you why. I had a personal experience about a week ago. I was coming out of a store in Princess Anne, Maryland, and I had a T-shirt on that said, I'm proud to be an American. And this man came up to me and said, hey, I really like that. And we got talking, and he was on the same wavelength that I was. And so we started talking, and he said he was very deeply concerned, and he didn't like what was going on. And I mentioned the American Free Press. He had heard of it. And I said, well, look, I will send you a 16-trial subscription to this thing. And he said, well, look, he said, I'll give you the money for it. It cost $17.76, and he said, I'll give you $20. I said, no. I said, I will send it to you. And I do this with a lot of people that are interested. Then they can make up.
Bart, Yeah. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You've been on the field of battle with me, I know personally, for years and years, and probably way before that, Bart. I'm just proud to serve with you, brother. Go ahead.
Well, that's all right. So anyhow, what I did, I said, I will send it to you because then they can make up their mind and then get a full subscription.
Yeah.
And he said, he offered this $20. I said, no. I said, you know, you don't know me. You know, if we're all in, it could have been a scam. I said,
yeah.
Look, I said, you don't know me. He said, look, he said, I'm willing to give you $20 to take a chance on trying to save my country. And I was deeply touched. I didn't take the money. The next day, I sent the money into American Free Press, and I sent him also two of your law enforcement bulletins, the one Why We Fight and then the one on depleted uranium. So he's got them. But, you know, there are people out there. Now, I have very recently, Jack, I have noticed that it seems to me that more and more people are becoming increasingly concerned and are starting to they're listening. They are very much listening. And I very recently ran into a retired lieutenant colonel from the Marine Corps,
uh-huh.
And he's doing a lot of good work. And he said the crux of the matter is right now he's focusing on truth for 9/11.
If we can
get to the American people and make them realize what a fraud 9/11 is,
uh-huh.
This whole thing may be over with. So I just thought I'd bring these things up to you, Jack.
Well, Bart, you're absolutely right. There's more evidence to prove in any court of law in the world that our government was involved in 9/11 than I've ever seen. I mean, I'm an old cop, and I've built a lot of cases over the years, and I know what evidence is and proof is, and there is so much proof available that we could convict these turkeys in any court in the world if the courts weren't stacked with these evil judges like they are in America. You can't get them into any court in America because the judges are appointed on how they are so corrupt to protect the system from the people.
Well, that's true, Jack, yes. But, you know, if the American people realize this in the storm of public opinion,
yeah.
This thing will break apart. I'm absolutely convinced of, Jack. So our job is to do this if we can do this, if we have time. And as you said, the First Amendment, if we can keep this thing going. Because, as I say, I've talked to several people since that little incident in that store in Princess Anne, and by golly, I'm beginning to be amazed at some of the reception, and,
yeah.
And it's encouraging.
Uh-huh. Well, God bless you, Bart. You, like I say, brother, you've awakened a lot of people over the years, and we've known you for years, and you've supported our work here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we're just proud to serve with you, brother, and thanks for all you're doing for my three boys and my nine grandchildren, Bart, because everything you do benefits my family, too.
Well, Jack, I got to remember this. You know, I'm 75 years old. I owe an awful lot to this country, and I owe it to members of our armed forces, to the men that have given their lives in this country, and to my forefathers and the people that framed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And
amen,
that's the
brother.
Way I look at it. So,
amen.
Well, look,
thank you, Bart.
God bless you, brother. Jack, and say hello to Carol for me.
I'll do it. Okay,
right.
Lord bless you now. Take care. Great American, folks. And we're going right now to another great American. Man, you think there's not great Americans and freedom fighters on the East Coast, folks? Here's Ernie in Virginia. Brother Ernie, welcome to the program. Hello, Brother Ernie? Ernie, are you there? From Virginia?
Uh-oh.
Well, I hope Ernie will call back in. We hear the music. We're coming up on a break. Ernie, call back in if you're listening, brother. It'd be very good to talk to you. Great American hero, as Bart is there in Maryland. I wonder, we got to get Bart and Ernie together, you know, so they can make sparks together, okay? God bless you, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program after this these important messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
There on the East Coast, Ernie in Virginia. As I said, folks, if you don't think there's great patriots in on the East Coast, you're wrong. Ernie, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you, Jack. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what happened. I'd been waiting for some time, and I heard your preparation discussion. It was much on point, given the contemporary issues of the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, first of all, comment, as a former Navy veteran, I'm most concerned about the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yes,
and especially,
brother.
Right, Jack, and especially given that the New York Times recently endorsed the treaty on August 25th.
Wow.
Along with Karl Rove and President Bush and...
Yeah.
You know, we're really outnumbered, and the State Department and these lawyers and then the Pentagon. Where is the patriotic America that we once knew?
Yeah. Well, they're all sold out, brother. They're taking millions and millions of bucks under the table in their secret accounts, the Congress and the Senate are. And the only way we can shut it off, brother, is for us to threaten them making the millions and millions each year in their secret accounts by throwing them out of the Senate. So the people in mass need to call and fax their congressmen, or I mean their senators, right now, Ernie, as you know,
well, absolutely,
to come against this terrific force like the White House and others, the private interest groups that are all these neocon Trotskyites and the communists and all that want this thing to go through. So, but there's so many of us, Ernie, and we do it every year. We defeat these things, and we can defeat this one, but we got to start Tuesday, right?
Oh, right, absolutely. And
yeah,
as you know, Jack, President Reagan said no to this treaty many years ago, and here,
right,
here President Bush is trying to ram it through with his left-winger friends.
Yes.
And the other thing that we need to be outspoken on, and you've had this gentleman on, Reverend Ted Pike from truthtellers.org.
Right. Uh-huh.
Apparently they're going to be pushing the hate crime legislation again.
Yes, yes, yes.
So when we call Tuesday, let's also say no to hate crime legislation. We don't want a repeat of what's going on in Canada and
yep,
in Europe and the undermining of our First Amendment rights.
Amen, brother. Very, very important. Good point. When you call folks, call and tell them no to the hate crimes legislation also. Both of those are so, so important.
And while we're at it, I don't mean to keep adding things on to the phone call that your listeners will make on Tuesday, but or during the week,
uh-huh,
we also need to express our opposition to the Mexican trucks that are going to be allowed on U.S. roads and
yeah,
allowed to roam anywhere.
That's this week coming up, brother.
Yes, this week
coming up. Yeah, I tell you what, we have a dear friend here whose husband was driving down the road, and a cement truck had a wreck, and the big ball filled with cement went careening on top of his truck and killed him. And I was telling my wife last night that with all of these Mexican trucks, something like 10,000 Mexican trucks, these 18-wheelers, careening down the highway, let me tell you, I've been in Mexico 100 times, and I've seen the condition of their trucks, and man, it is scary. It is spooky. And not only are they going, they're doing this to destroy the independent truckers of America, put them out of business, but the fact is a lot of Americans are going to die because of these Mexican trucks coming in here that don't have to have any inspections, don't have to have any insurance, and it's going to be horrific, Brother Ernie.
Oh, it is. And despite the president's saying that there's nothing to SPP in the North American Union and the
right,
NAFTA superhighway system, he's moving forward to expedite putting these Mexican trucks on our roads. Congress has said no. They voted 411-3 at some point back in April and May.
Uh-huh.
So it's just arrogance on his part to ramrod this through, and it's connected back to NAFTA. And I think it's about time that we pulled out of NAFTA, World
yeah,
Trade Organization,
yeah,
GATT, CAFTA, Free Trade Areas of America, and the and all these other free trade agreements that undermine the middle class and our national sovereignty.
That's right, brother, and I think we ought to try to interview some of the Mexican people down in Mexico that can speak English, because NAFTA has not brought any new wealth at all to the Mexican people, the common people. It's brought great wealth to the international criminal elite businesses that they own in Mexico and the Mexican super, super rich. But I'll tell you what, I've heard from some of the Mexican people, and they're devastated by NAFTA. It hasn't helped them a bit.
No.
They haven't gotten any of the raises in pay for working. They're still working for 50 cents an hour down there. And so it's a farce.
It is a total farce, and it has actually contributed to the illegal alien crisis
Amen,
that we have
brother,
in this country.
That's right.
Because
That's
it's right, put Mexican farmers out of work. They can't compete under NAFTA. And also with this... can I continue, Jack,
yeah,
after the break?
Yeah, hang on, Ernie. We'll be right back with you, folks. Coming up on a break here on the great Republican Broadcasting Network, folks, Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's say our prayers for Republic Broadcasting Network and send in our donations. Don't forget, folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Thanks, Jack. Like Bart was saying from Princess Anne, Maryland, the prior caller,
yeah.
He's optimistic about the change in people becoming more interested in events affecting them and getting more involved.
Yeah, I think, brother, as more and more personal oxen are getting gored and people are getting scared, they're beginning to wake up and listen.
Right.
Yeah.
And with the mass of waste, fraud, and abuse going on in this administration, and especially in the Iraqi reconstruction efforts,
what's
been happening to these whistleblowers, these contractor employees who've come forward to report on the wrongdoing,
yeah.
and how they've been abused and
persecuted.
And
yeah.
Persecuted, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
no wonder they haven't been shot. They're actually shooting and killing soldiers that are standing up and want to be whistleblowers, like Pat Tillman. I've heard again from another soldier that he's lost friends who found out things they shouldn't know or were going to speak up about it, and they automatically died. You know, they just died over there. So it is fortunate that the whistleblowers who are not in the military haven't been killed, at least not yet. But they're being put in prison and tortured over there, brother.
Oh, absolutely. And so when we call our senators, and especially those who live in the state of Missouri, I understand the former state auditor of Missouri, Senator McCaskill, has got a bill to strengthen the inspector general concept, to strengthen the system of accountability to help ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse. And we should bring our concerns up about what's happening to these whistleblowers.
Yeah.
And we need to stop this corruption, and we need the senators to back up the American people to restore some integrity in our system. But I want to tell you, I tried to get more copies of Dr. Corsi's great book on entitled The Late Great USA.
Right.
And
uh-huh.
You can get the book from Republic Broadcasting, or you can get it from WorldNet Daily. But when I called WorldNet Daily, they were out of their copies, but I learned they're on the fourth printing of the book.
Wow, fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It is the best-selling nonfiction book in America. And Dr. Corsi has gone to great lengths to document the SPP efforts and what this NAFTA superhighway is about in the North American Union. And in Virginia, Congressman Virgil Goode from the 5th Congressional District's opposition to the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway system with his House Concurrent Resolution 40. But I wanted to let you know what this is all about from a subscriber to Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief and his most recent article on Friday, Living Under the European Union, and the North American Union is comparable to the European Union, and how Denmark has had to make many changes and adjustments to its laws because of the European Union.
Sure.
And what has happened under, they've had so many more new laws, they've lost track of how many because of the European Union. They've had to open up their borders to anyone coming from another European Union country.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they now have a crime wave of people coming from Eastern Europe, sort of like the crime wave that we've got coming from the illegal aliens from all over in Central and South America. This is done by design, Jack.
That's right. That's right. The South American, Central American leadership and Mexico leadership have opened their prisons and sending all their prisoners north. They don't have to feed them, and it helps destroy the American system.
Right. Now, one thing I learned, I mean, so this was really an eye-opener, but this subscriber who wrote to Joel Skousen wrote, people can be arrested in Denmark for things that are not crimes in Denmark, but may be a crime in another European Union country, and then be extradited to that country for trial.
Just like they did to Ernst Zindel.
Exactly.
Canada sent him down to be held in prison down in Germany for just thinking the wrong thoughts and speaking the wrong speeches. That's exactly what the hate crimes legislation will do here to us, brother.
Right, right. And then Skousen writes, and I'm not going into detail because I know time is short. He writes about the Jose Bedella case and the harbinger of tyranny and how the total surveillance of domestic communications, along with the power to arrest people without charge and keep them in prison without habeas corpus, how that case illustrates how it can be done and how President Bush can declare anyone an enemy combatant and you lose all your rights.
I got to get a copy of that book, Ernie. I haven't gotten one yet. I'm going to get a copy because, man, that is fantastic. I'm so happy that it is moving so quickly and so fast. That's wonderful.
Right. Now, let me just bring up this one last thing from Bob Chapman's Saturday edition of the International Forecaster. He's talking about the corruption and the state of the economy and the one lie after another with the government statistics, how the people are being misled. And he also says, he talks about the corruption in Iraq is staggering. Let's see, he goes into the disparity between CEOs of a large U.S. company making roughly $10.8 million last year, or 364 times that of the U.S. full-time and part-time workers who make an average of $29,544. Now, what this is, Jack, this is an elite system created to wipe out the middle class and to make slaves of the working class people, undermine the working class people rights, our labor rights that we've fought so hard for over the years to reduce us to servitude.
Okay, Ernie, listen, I got to run, brother. I got one, two, three, four more callers here.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
But listen, Ernie, God bless you, brother. You're always a wealth of knowledge of things we need to know about right now. So God bless you for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, let's go to George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Jack?
Happy doing okay,
Labor Day.
Brother.
Even though it's a communist holiday.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Last Friday night, I was kind of stunned. I went up on a checkpoint not far from my house. I wish I had a camera. But they had an ad in the paper sitting there and goes, they're going to be having checkpoints, check seatbelts and check for drunk drivers and doing warrant checks and all that stuff. But, you know, the surprising thing, when I went and I was stood from afar, had my little binoculars, I seen the Department of Homeland Security at these checkpoints. And they're pulling people out of cars and searching them. Warrantless searches.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
I'm like, how can a person be a terrorist for not wearing a seatbelt?
It doesn't matter anymore, George. They're trying to get the people used to getting stopped for their own good. We're gonna find these CIA Al Qaeda members among you and make you safer. And the people are so gullible, George. They believe it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm getting ready to send Operation Vampire Killer to my sheriff. I already talked to Carol. I'm going to write a cover letter and have it faxed to you. But
good
I'm going
deal.
To tell my county sheriff. I'm going to say, those Department of Homeland Security guys you were talking to? I say, once you round up all the undesirables, the Christians, the patriots, and you help them line up against the wall and shoot them, I say, next thing they're going to do once they use you, I say they're going to line you all up against the wall and shoot you.
Yeah, that's happened in many, many countries. We know, brother, the communists do that, and that's who has control of us at this time.
Yes, and another thing about guerrilla warfare, I said they were reading a few soldiers' diaries from the British Redcoats and from people from Vietnam. And one of the main things about guerrilla warfare, it's psychological warfare, and it's like a small group of people inflicting massive amount of damage and wounding in a short amount of time. And like I say, there's always that element of surprise with guerrilla warfare. And the biggest thing it does is it wears down the morale of your enemy.
It sure does. I have Vietnam brothers that have told me all about that. Terrible. I was fortunate, Brother George. I didn't have to go in country over there, but I was back in the jungles using my top secret clearance at secret communication and intel bases. And I even had brothers of mine killed by the communists back in the jungles in other places, not even in Vietnam.
So has guerrilla warfare worn down the morale of our troops in Vietnam?
It's tough over there, man. It's tough. In Iraq, too, the same thing. We're hearing from these troopers coming back saying that seems like there's more insurgents all the time. Well, it happens, man. When you shoot men, women, and children in the head, you're going to have their relatives and neighbors stand up and become your enemies. And that's what's going on, George.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
God bless you, George. Take care, brother. Okay, let's go to 1 John in Tennessee. We have 2 John in Tennessee hanging on the line, too, but we're going to go to 1 John in Tennessee. John?
Hi,
brother,
Jack.
Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
I wanted to make sure I was taking these notes right, because you did mention that there could cause confusion.
What'd you say?
I says, I was taking some notes. You mentioned that in the beginning of the show that this could cause confusion, and I think I might have made a mistake on my notes. I put down here, during government crisis, fight gorillas, grab weed and mushrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I did get that wrong.
Grab mushrooms. Well, I can tell you, brother, it also helps to know what the poisonous mushrooms are in case you happen to be part of the slaves and you're maybe serving coffee and donuts to the enemy.
You know, Jack, funny you mentioned that. I was just going to bring that up, how ATF likes you to cook the meals while they're taking your guns.
That's right.
I know lots of recipes that call for mushrooms.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Anyway, the couple of points that I wanted to get was dual use.
Uh-huh.
Like, for instance, guitar strings make very nice garrots and snares.
They sure do.
And also, too, go to your local fishing store, grab some camo sticks and some fish line.
Uh-huh.
If you tend to use them for trip wires, run the camo sticks up and down them. They'll never be seen.
Ah, yeah.
And when you do camouflage stuff, folks, take a little hint. There is no black in Mother Nature. That's movie garbage. Never use black. Only dark brown.
Right. Good point, John.
And I think the way that a lot of Americans are going to wake up, and this is a sad thing to say, is if you take away their TVs and their internet porn, then they'll get the hint.
Boy, you better believe it. I'll tell you what's waking them up, too, shaking them up, is when we tell them the truth about there's no pre-trib rapture. Man, oh man, oh man, that's their security blanket, and they just about go insane when you start attacking them and showing them the proof that the Bible says the wicked are going to be raptured out and not the good guys, which is right in the Bible.
I'll tell you what,
you pull on their security blanket and they go crazy on you, because if there's no pre-trib rapture, then they're not ready. They're not ready for what's coming down the road.
And I have taken them to Thessalonians and to Revelations and showed them how that verse is timely taking out of context.
Yes, indeed, brother. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Anytime, Jack.
You, brother. Take
and
care.
God bless you.
All right. Lord bless you. Well, that was First John. We're going to go to Kevin in New York. Then we got Second John in Tennessee. Kevin, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, Jack, I got to be, I'll be brief here. There's a little history.
Okay.
About here in Plattsburgh, New York, there was a battle there in the War of 1812.
Yes, indeed.
The British came down with a flotilla of the British Navy and 15,000 troops on land.
Yes.
They came to Plattsburgh, and the Americans made a hastily built navy.
Uh-huh.
And so on this one morning in September, they clashed, and there was casualties on both sides, and the British retreated back to Canada. And it all happened on 9/11 in 1814.
I'll be doggone. 9/11, 1814.
And they, but it was all... Their Americans were outnumbered 10-1.
Yeah.
But of course, the winter's coming on, so the British were smart and didn't have to monkey, decided not to push on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, great history there, Kevin. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You can find that more if you look it up on the web, too.
All right.
Battle of Plattsburgh.
Lord bless you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, folks, I tell you, we're hearing from our warriors today. Bart, Ernie, George, John. Okay, Second John in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, brother.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, brother.
Two things. The first one I'll make real quick.
Okay.
Well, I guess it'll be real quick. I lost it. But the second reason I called, Jack, is that Rudy Giuliani, I happen to go to Foreign Relations Magazine's website.
Uh-huh.
Rudy Giuliani has written an 8-page essay entitled Toward a Realistic Peace, in which he mentions the international system 30 times.
Wow.
He mentions global order or global system 17 times.
Huh.
And he mentions peace or realistic peace 17 times. This
right.
is an article that anyone that is interested in what's going on, I mean, I know that you know that Rudy Giuliani is a globalist.
Oh, absolutely.
But he
very
outlines,
evil man. Very evil man.
He outlines in this article, Jack, his intentions and his definition of a hybrid military, which strangely enough happens to be civilian and military forces, increasing the scope and breadth of the Patriot Act, increasing the ability to do surveillance. You know, it's unbelievable.
How can we get a copy of that, John?
Well, if you go to foreignaffairs.org,
okay,
it's right on the front page. It's entitled "Toward a Realistic Peace," by Rudolph Giuliani, who they say, like they have to tell their globalist friends.
Uh-huh.
He's a former mayor of New York City. They tell these people, and a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
it's if it wasn't so funny, it would be sad, because they've got things in store. And by the way, Jack, you and I, we disagree on a few things. You know, as far as the pre-trib rapture, I believe Christians are going to see a great deal of persecution.
Oh, boy.
With that, we agree.
No question. Yeah.
Anyway, I won't keep you. I just wanted to let you know to look this article up. There's things in here that he says, for instance, one more thing, and then I'll get off. He says that for building a democracy, elections are essential, but not enough.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, man.
Okay, Brother John, thanks a lot. God bless you, brother. Yes, sir, folks. Foreignaffairs.org, www.foreignaffairs.org. And you'll see a great replacement for the international criminal elite's boy George Bush and the criminal Bush family would be Rudy Giuliani, just as evil, and he could be their choice. We'll be back in just a minute here.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, folks, just want to tell you, good things are happening, folks. Good things are happening. And we can make it happen. We need to get on the phones to our Senate this next week, Tuesday for sure, and hammer on the heads of our senators. Do not pass the hate crimes legislation. Do not pass the Law of the Sea Treaty. And demand that, and tell them that if they vote for it, you're going to vote them out. You're going to work to vote them out of office. You're going to work hard to get them out of the Senate. And folks, they don't like that, because truly, the international criminal elite and AIPAC, the American Israeli PAC, run by the communist Zionists that control Israel today, they're not even Jews or Gentiles, calling themselves Jews, are putting our dollars, our $4 billion to $12 billion we give to the communist Zionist over there in Israel, the leadership that the Jewish people don't get any of, they're putting that money back in the pockets of our senators so that they'll vote for this world order, evil world order, and the war against the whole Middle East and taking over the whole Middle East over there. We've got some good things happening, folks. More people are waking up than ever before. There's an announcement of a 9/11 war crimes tribunal. International lawyer Alfred Lambermont Weber, who is a judge on the Kuala Lumpur International War Crimes Tribunal, will make a public call for an international citizens 9/11 war crimes tribunal. He'll speak at Ready for Mainstream, a 9/11 anniversary conference, September 8th and 9th at Cooper Union, 7th Street and 4th Avenue in New York. Okay? If any of you are there, attend and get back to us and let us know what happens. According to Lauren Moret and Alfred Weber, 9/11 was a false flag operation, a false flag operation committed by our own government to provide the pretext to engage in genocidal and ecocidal depleted uranium bombing of Central Asia, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and they're about to do that to Iran. In order to secure vast oil and uranium reserves there, to roll out a terror-based national martial law scenario here in the nation and a security state system worldwide to implement the final stages of a world depopulation program and to target or to trigger a World War III conflagration. Okay, that's coming out now, September 8th and 9th, 2007 at Cooper Union, 7th Street and 4th Avenue, New York. Very interesting, folks. Some good things are happening as people are waking up to the 9/11 truth movement. And here's a brother who's made some comments about that. Let me share that with you here. Let's see if I can find it. Where'd that thing go? Here. Wow. Okay, there's a lot of comments here, and I can't find it. There was a university professor here that made some fantastic comments, but I can't find it right now. So last thing I want to tell you folks before we're out of here is the fact that I don't know, as an old military man talking to military men and women and talking to soldiers and police officers all the time, one thing we know for sure. We need to call our congressmen and senators and tell them we do not want a war with Iran and Syria. Stop the war with Iran and Syria that Bush has planned already. And also, folks, but the main thing is we know that God is